Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Is it groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this not do?
All right. Welcome to Lawless Radio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Lawless Radio, where we support our local come-up, all of our unsigned, underground, independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music, and let's get you out there. Welcome to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, and this is Buck. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a beautiful 80 degrees in the shade. It has been a beautiful day in Georgia, everybody. I must brag on that one. All right, y'all, we got a great show today. Let's just get it started with no further ado. We're going to jump right into it. Fiesta, D. Taylor, be right back. Hold tight.
Yo, Beast, Jay, Quest. Tidy sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Thank you.
Above, up to the velvet sky, rapping all the time and make the speaker first try.
Yeah, please, with the sound of the time, pass me by.
I'm no longer your baby. Lately, I'm me wondering who's the one that I do anything to see you smile. It's a big baby. That's got you. A man enough to handle it. Baby, let's get over it. I'm conquering this thing. It is what I want. I'm standing here for you with open arms. You gotta let your past go. Let me be your anchor.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm back. This is Bucking Off of Buck, and yes, I am back right here on Lawless Radio. Just now, we just played Keith Cook, Wondering, and before then, Step to Me by The Wanderer. All right. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and I think I'm going to put the question out there that I put on Facebook, and the question was, What is an appropriate age to leave your children at home alone? What is an appropriate age to leave your children at home alone? Now, I think back to when I was young, and I actually came home alone when I was in first grade. I was 7 years old, and had my own key to the house and everything. And the cool part about it was my school was right at the end of the block. You know, my house is at the middle of the block, and my school was right there at the corner. So, you know, walk on down to the corner, come on back home, you know, and I would be at home, and, of course, the first thing I would do when I get home is, you know, I'd call my mother and say, hey, you know, I made it, I'm at home, everything's fine, everything's cool. And that was around, I think that was around 2:30, I'd be at home, and someone would get home probably around 5, you know. But that was back in the day. You know, that was, I don't know, what, 78, something like that, back in the late 70s, early 80s, something like that. You know, it was cool. You know, the only thing I really had to worry about was John Wayne Gacy, you know. And unfortunately for me, John Wayne Gacy was on the other side of town. You know, I was on the south side of town, you know, so I was cool, you know. So that was the only thing I had to worry about back then. But now, I couldn't advise letting your 7-year-old come home by themselves. It's a different age. It's a different time. You know, you got a lot of sick and crazy ass people out there now. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't say, you know, it's okay to do it now. Right now, my son is 10, and I don't know. I have a hard time going to the mailbox and leaving him in the house. But he's a responsible boy. You know, he's a good kid. You know what I'm saying? He knows right from wrong. You know, so I would feel pretty good. You know, leaving him at home alone. But it's just not in me. You know what I'm saying? You know, he has the potential to be left at home alone, but I don't know. Maybe I love him too much. I don't know. That's a good question. All right, look at it. I'm gonna post this question, and I got callers here. Give me a buzz. 646-478-5209. And yes, the chat room is wide open, y'all. I think last week or week before last, I lied to y'all. I said the chat room was up and flowing, and it wasn't. You know, I had a little technical difficulty. So I really hope y'all don't hold that against me and not join me in the chat room. You know, y'all might be, you know, petty and want to punish me, but it's all good. I can take it. I'm a big boy, all right? Okay, I got a call out here, 414-810. Welcome to Bug and Over Bug. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Mel Lawless.
Man, how you doing, Mel?
Hey.
Wow,
I'm getting better.
Well,
how are you?
You sound wonderful. I mean, you really, really do.
Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm fine. I'm doing just fine. Glad to hear your voice. Hey, I put the question out there. What's an appropriate age to leave your children at home alone?
I think this is going to sound very inappropriate.
Okay.
I had my first child at 14.
Okay.
So I was a mother at that age. So I think like 14, maybe 13-ish, you know, I thought I knew what I was doing, and I kind of turned out okay. You know, so 14, 13, I think.
Okay.
The girls, don't leave your girls at home. I mean, cause see, that's what happened to me. I got left home.
Okay.
But I mean, not no 10-year-old or 9, 11. I don't know. That's iffy. But I say like 12, 13, 14.
I hear that. Yeah, I was saying back in the day, man, when I was in first grade, I used to come home alone. And it was, like I said, it wasn't as bad because my school was right down at the corner from my
house.
You
was a latchkey kid.
Yeah. You can say that. You know, and, you know, I come home and lock the door behind me, of course, and then call my mom as soon as I walk in the door. You know, say, hey, I'm at the house and everything, all cool and good and shit, stuff like that, you know. And it was okay, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, my boy, I feel he's responsible enough. He's 10. I feel he is responsible enough to stay at home by himself, but I don't think I could do it. I just don't think it's in me.
Yeah, it's iffy. But you know what, Buck? The kids nowadays are more mature than I think we were. You know, because we used to play high, go get it, high, go seek, hopscotch, jump rope, basketball,
yeah.
Baseball. These kids are on Facebook and,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
they
exactly.
text
totally
it. They doing way more. We couldn't even use a phone after like 8. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
totally
a little bit
time.
More. It's more extreme now with kids.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you got these little kids with iPods. They got their own cell phones. You know, it. 9 and 10, 11. They got their own cell phones. And they, one thing with my son, he was like 9. And I did put cable in my kid's room. He was watching the Adult Swim. I'm thinking it's a cartoon. You know, the kids be in the room. I'm not knowing this is adult sexual stuff going on in a cartoon. So
I think that's
they,
why they call
they
it
a little
swim.
Bit more advanced.
Yeah, I think that's why they call it Adult Swim. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a totally different time, and it's a totally, you know, totally different day. And as far as, you know, kids having cell phones at 9, you know, I think I didn't get a TV in my room till I was about, I don't know, 13 maybe. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, kids got cell phones at 7 and 9.
And it was
old,
black and white, man. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was black
you
and white.
You had to turn a
yeah.
channel.
Yeah, get up and turn the damn channel, yeah. Uh-huh. You had the two knobs on it. You know what I'm saying? The UHF
yeah.
and the VHF. Yeah, yeah. You had to get up and turn the knobs. Yeah. It's a totally different day. I mean, it's totally different, man. Technology and Google. Oh man, can't leave out Google. I wish like hell they had Google back in my day.
Wow, you wouldn't even have to go to school.
Man, I'd have had more than a 3.2 GPA. I tell you that.
Right.
That's for damn stuff.
4.0.
I'd have more than a 3.2.
All you gotta do is Google.
Man.
What is
That's
this?
That's it.
Your paper is written for you already.
Yeah, because as a matter of fact, when my kids come home with homework, and I don't understand my two girls in first grade, I Google their homework because I don't know what the hell going on. Then my son, he in fourth grade, I had to Google his homework too. So, yeah, I know I'd have more than a 3.2 GPA if Google was
right.
around when I was in school. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's totally
we had to figure it out and actually read.
Read it and write it. Oh, come on, man.
We actually had to do the work. Now they
yeah.
can just punch in something.
Yeah.
It come right up for them.
I still have calluses on my brain from all the hard thinking and reading that I used to have to do back in the day. I mean, it's yeah, it's totally different. Hey, Mel, hold tight. It's 30 minutes after the hour, and let me do what we do here at Lawless Radio. Support our local come up. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions to that, submit your music, and let's get you some airtime. Let's get you out there. All right, y'all, hold tight now. It's Zenit Time, Piano Man. Be right back.
Allow me to introduce me properly. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Kiss up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a berry on like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, woo, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan.
F Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You be falsetto while I get low like five parts, he's rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm in a gang with the pipes, but I ain't out at all. First time that that's not gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, don't matter. It's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, no matter.
Don't care who's around.
Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
School like a tyrant, so let's stick to race and misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my splendor. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Steal my stock, rising in return, and makes me a winner. You can call me Google, and I tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, no matter.
Don't care who's around,
as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
Don't care who's around.
As long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but multi-fast. Baby, ask about me. Get my reputation for lying and daughter. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that body water. Take me in, lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. mad because of my mask. Flipping the reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on for now? Stay the course, yeah, you're right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't matter. I don't care who's around. As long as it's going down.
As long as it's going down. Yeah, I gotta like that track. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. Hey, y'all, before I go any further, I'd like to throw some love out to Grady Hospital, all the doctors, transporters, the nurses, the phlebotomists, even the pharmacists. Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can to save your life. Right quick, bucking off three-digit quick pick for the day is 021. Yes, that's right. Bucking off three-digit quick pick for the day is 021. All right, y'all, before we go any further, I'd like to bring in our guest for the evening. This is a cat that I went to high school with. He is doing big things, man, out in Cali. He got his own thing going. His brother here named Hadrian Hooks, director and actor. Mr. Hooks, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man? I'm glad you could make it. Appreciate you being on the show, man.
No, man, brother, I appreciate you for even inviting me. So, man, I'm proud of you, man, and we're trying to do some things out here as well.
Well, you know, this is what Lawless Radio is all about, man, trying to support our local come up, you know, all our underground, unsigned, independent artists that's doing their thing, whether it's theatrical, musical, poetically, motivational speakers, and as far as comedians as well. So, all right, my
yes,
man,
sir.
Tell me about your movie. The floor is all yours. Break it on down for all my listeners.
Okay, to all your listeners, I appreciate you. First, I had a dream about a movie. I woke up one morning and I started writing it. And about 2 years later, I had written a horror movie, and I called it Into the Woods. So after the 2 years of writing it, and my producer partner Sal Manier, we got together and he got the money for it, and about a year or so after that, we started to shoot it. So once we started shooting it, you know, one thing led to another, and we got some investors that were interested in doing the whole thing, and we ended up shooting it 2011/2012, and we got it distributed 2013, so it kind of went quickly.
Wow, wow. What was this movie filmed at?
It was filmed in Los Angeles, California, where we at. There had been some, also there had been some, like, bodies and people missing that had went missing in the Hollywood Hill area, and the movie kind of based off, you know, a true story of, in terms of people going missing in the Hollywood Hill. So it kind of worked out, unfortunately for those people who was murdered, but at the same time, the storyline was kind of a true story.
You know what? You may be right about that, because I was I'm kind of me myself. I'm kind of into the paranormal, you know, the ghost shows and all that. And I ran across a show, just matter of fact, last night about the Hollywood Hills sign that was a haunting up there of somebody that killed themselves or died. Somebody died up there on the Hollywood sign up there on the hill up there. So yeah, okay, I got that. Well, I'll be doggone, man. Wow. So you just put your mind to it, and it was 1, 2, 3, bim, bam, boom.
Yeah, I dreamed the movie first, and then I kind of remember what I dreamed, and I wrote it, and it took about 2 years to kind of write it and rewrite it and rewrite it. And when I first moved to California, my first I've been here for like 9 years, so my first indication was, like everybody else, was to come out here, get an agent, do some commercials, and then quote unquote get discovered. But after a while, you realize, man, a lot of time it's about making a name for yourself. So instead of me starting to always want to audition and see if people could help me out, I thought about empowering myself. And I was like, no better way to do that than, like, you know, brothers like Spike Lee or Tyler Perry, people like that who actually did their own movies or written their own scripts and got it made.
Yeah.
So I decided to do that with this one. And, you know, I'm definitely trending on some historical stuff with this one, but we can get into that, you know, once you keep moving.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait a minute. You done teased me a little bit. So what type of history groundbreaking things you trying to do, brother?
All right, brother. Well, you know, I did a lot of research, and from Spike Lee to F. Gary Gray to the first African-American director on down, no one has ever done a horror trilogy. An African-American writer-director has done a horror trilogy, and I'm not trying to put race into it, but I'm just saying, just from our perspective, it's always been the Jasons, the Sauls, the Freddies, what's the other one? Jason and Freddie, and it's another, Michael Myers.
Oh,
and
Michael
it's
Myers,
been, yeah. Yeah,
it's, that's one of my
it's always been
yeah.
that. Yeah, but we've never had, you know, we've had people who've done spoof, like King Ivan Wayans has done a spoof. Or we've seen, like, directors, and your audience can look it up if they want to, but nobody's ever done a horror trilogy, an actual horror trilogy. So that's, I'm on that that path to becoming, it's not the first African-American director to do the first. With the first one, we just sent the first one. So now the script is being written now for part two, and, you know, after that, then we do part three. But I'm definitely on a historical base as well, not just trying to make movies, but at the same time make history.
You know, my wife had mentioned that when I was looking at your fan page for the movie, and she said you can't recall a black guy making a horror movie. You know what I mean? I think the closest we've came to a horror movie was Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy and Kadeem Hardison, you know, but that was more of a comedy than it was an actual get-ya horror, you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
I feel where you're coming from with that. I really do. I feel from where you're coming from with that. Hey, if you would name some of the actors that you got in your movie, if you would please.
Layla Odom. She's a very good actress out here. Another brother who's doing big things. His name is Sean Riggs. He has a show on Showtime right now. I think it's called Zane's something on Showtime. I can't forget. I can't remember the actual name. But Sean Redd, Layla Olam, Jen Pinto, Darius Fry. A lot of these actors and actresses are up and coming actors and actresses. And one of the good things about doing horror, you don't always need a big name, because a lot of times people get so focused in on like the Denzels and Tom Cruise that they kind of miss the story. So if you just get regular people who can act, or up and coming actors, then you know you can really sell the actual script and story.
Yeah, it's kind of like I say, everybody got to come from somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I kind of feel you with that one. Yeah. That's real cool. So, okay, that's cool, man. Been in L.A. for 9 years, came up with a dream, put it down on paper, put it on film, and now look.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw on your fan page as well that you got the shelves, like, stocked in Blockbuster, man.
Yes, yes. And I did a little research, too, for the audience that's listening in Georgia. It's at the Blockbuster. There are not too many out there that's open, but the one that it is showing at, or if they do have it in stock, it's I don't know how far is Norcross, Georgia. It's on Tech Drive. It's a Blockbuster on Tech Drive.
Oh, okay, I know where that's at.
Okay, well that's it's definitely there, so your artist can go pick it up there in terms of renting. And at the end of the interview, we have a contest going, and those who join the contest through purchasing or renting the movie can actually win a speaking role in part two coming up that we're going to shoot in 2014.
Yeah, I saw that, man. That's real cool. That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's basically supporting your local come up. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you're supporting those that are supporting you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Well, actually, you know, I think I don't know if you know if you heard of Redbox. It's like a it's like a movie rental. Yeah, Redbox. Well, they have a few Blockbuster boxes here at like certain locations. I think they're mostly at these gas stations. It's like a Quick Trip gas station. That's what it's called, Quick Trip gas station. So if anyone's listening, check out Quick Trip gas station and check out the Blockbuster movie rental box that they have at those locations. All right, check it out, man. It is like 15 minutes before the hour. Hooks, Hadrian, hang tight, man. Let me play some music, man. I'm gonna come right back to you, and we gonna continue to talk about this this movie, Into the Woods. Hold tight.
Alone.
right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off a Buck. That was Calling Me King V, and right before then, My Queen, Clarence Blakely. Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in marriage counseling, couples therapy, and romance therapy. Check them out at itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Check them out. Get your life right. All right. I have on the line here Hadrian Hooks, actor and director of Into the Woods. And we've been chit-chatting about his movie and what is up-and-coming events. Trying to get a trilogy going, the first black man to do it, put it on the map, you know, which is great. You know what I'm saying? You actually contributing something to your life, not just your race, but to your life. You see what I'm saying? And that's a great thing, you know, and we support you 100% here at Lawless Radio, where we support our up-and-coming local come-ups. Hadrian, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, tell them about the fan page on Facebook, and, tell everybody where they can find your movie other than just Blockbuster.
Okay, it's going to be coming out Amazon in July, so when you can purchase it, the distributors wanted to first just do rentals first, kind of get the word out, and then in July, it should be worldwide in all the Walmarts, Amazon, then we're going to do Redbox, and also we're going to do cable at the end of the year, cable and all that stuff, Showtime maybe, and go from there. And if you want to get, you know, the movie and purchase it, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Into the Woods Trilogy. So you can go on Facebook, or you can go to our Twitter page, which is Into the Woods Tree, T-R-I. So that's Into the Woods, T-R-I, and that's our Twitter page.
Gotcha.
And if you want to contact me personally, not my number-wise, but just Facebook-wise, you can just contact me at Hadrian Hooks, Facebook. I'm the only Hadrian out there, so I don't think, you know, it's too many of you.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, like I say, this cat, him and I, we go way back to high school, man, playing football on the football field and far east side of Chicago. Man, what was the name of that park, man? I can't remember the name of the park. It's been a while.
I remember. Yeah, it's been a while, I know.
Man, having to cross over Indianapolis Boulevard with them big bruises on my shoulder. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Man, you know, honestly, I relive every moment of those days when I see my son out on the field, man. My son is
that's nice.
He's 10. He's playing football. He's going to sit this year out. He wants to do something different, but he's played ever since he was 5 years old. So he's gonna sit this season out. Yeah, he wants to try basketball. So you know, whatever, man. Just do
right. Whatever makes him happy.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Just do something. Just do something. You know, I read on your Facebook page that you attended Eastern Illinois University.
Yes. Yeah, I got. I went to Eastern, and I had to leave there after 4 years, and then I graduated from Illinois State University with a history degree and a minor in psychology.
Okay. Hey, listen, I want to bring my wife in, Dr. Passion, and she is a former student of Eastern Illinois. She lived in, what was the name of the hall? Was it Weller Hall?
Yeah, Weller.
Weller Hall, yeah, she stayed in Weller Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, and, man, I used to be there, like, every Tuesday and Wednesday, because back then I was working, and my off days was Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'd just be down there just chilling, man, hanging out at the Hardee's down there on the street from the school down there,
It was in Charleston, Illinois, and it was that one street that had all the stuff,
That was it.
I'm sorry. Hey, Adrian, this is my wife, Dr. Passion. Dr. Passion This is Hadrian Hooks, actor and director.
How you doing, ma'am?
Yes. All right. Good evening. Good evening, Hadrian. You know, I have some questions of my own. I was telling Buck, you know, I have never seen no black man make no scary movie. I don't do scary movies. It's just not me. I can't take them, but you know, I try to sit through them. But what really inspired you to just make a scary movie? And you probably already said this, but I just want to know. What inspired you just to make this movie?
Well, two things. One, I enjoy horror / thriller movies. But number two, I wanted to do something in that genre because it's been so dominated by other races in terms of they always had these killers that we couldn't relate to. So I was in terms of just color. But I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something where we didn't have to make people laugh and be labeled as buffoons or do anything that made us look bad, but at the same time, reach into a genre that we never really tap into. So I was like, why not try to be the first to do something different, but at the same time, it's old in terms of the horror thriller thing, but it's new in terms of us putting a different perspective or a different light on it. So having a killer that, that doesn't, you know, it's not the slow man walking with the knife and the girl falls down and he's still walking and catches her still. I didn't want to do it like that. So I wrote this one to make it seem like it can actually happen. So that's what really inspired me is that when you look at the movie or you just see the concept of the killer, you know, he's not the slow guy walking or, you know, the girl always falls and gets caught. It's more like, you know, as black people, we run. You know, that's what we do. We run. And when we get in trouble, you got to be fast. You have to at least have some speed to catch us. So I was like, realistically speaking, we don't usually go into the woods, number one. But number two, if we do go and we see something that ain't right, we're going to jet. We're going to run. And he has to be able to catch us. And in this movie, the first one that we did, you know, he's just as fast as the people that he chases. So it makes it even scarier to try to run for somebody who ain't walking, but is running just as fast as you are.
Mm-hmm. Man. All right. So the cast of the movie,
yeah.
I mean, what did they say when you told them, you know, when they were auditioning or when you picked them for the movie? What did they say? You know, this is a horror flick.
Well, you know, a lot of people like to do it, and a lot of people like to get into horrors because it's a nice way to get into the business without having a big name for yourself. You know, you don't always have to have a big name to be in these type of movies. So they was with it, and a lot of people like the whole physical running through the woods type thing. So it was pretty cool. You know, once you got on set, you know, some of the girly things started to come out. You know, that we had to make sure that the actresses were taken care of. But for the most part, everybody was cool. So everybody was cool, but it's definitely something that I'm interested in doing the whole trilogy. I'm like I said, I'm already writing part two. A partner of mine, Kenny Young, we're getting that together right now, and we're gonna actually shoot part one in Atlanta. We had some people that were interested, and but at the same time, they were taking so long that we just couldn't wait. So now whoever's listening now, I'm putting it out there now that we wouldn't mind shooting this part two in Atlanta. But at the same time, we are looking for people who are serious in terms of investors that maybe, you know, want to be a part of, you know, history, yet at the same time be a part of part two.
Right. Cool. That's what's up. All right, Buck, that's all my questions. I'm sorry. You know,
No. That's quite all right. That's quite all right.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Because you brought something out that I can't stand in movies is when, you know, I don't mean to say the white girl always fall, but
the girl always fall.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
girl, man. Come on, man. You know. So I thank you for leaving that part out.
Right.
Yeah, we do have a diverse cast, and everybody in the movie was athletic enough to run because, like I said, I hate the screaming. And the fact is, you could actually escape, but you're just so scared and screaming that you're not even thinking about running. So I was like, what if we could actually get people who react realistically speaking, but they still can't get away. And I think that's even scarier if you're trying to save your own life and you're trying to run for it, and the killer is, you know, he still catches you. I think that's scarier than him actually walking and you fall down. You can still get up and run, but you just stand there and scream. So,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's cool, man. That's real cool. That is really, really cool. All right. Well, look here. Before we cut out, man, mention one more time about the, I don't want to say a sweepstakes, but the whole entry of winning to get a role on the next film of yours.
Okay. We're gonna start it Monday, but the people who are listening can, you know, they can put their entry in now if they like. But basically, we're gonna have a contest, and we'll have it for the rest of this year. Probably in the next couple of months, we'll call a winner. But you get a 2-day airfare and stay in a hotel in Los Angeles, California. You win a role in part two. You also win a free massage. We have a great massage clinic out here that's willing to put up a free massage for us. And you win official apparel for the Into the Woods movie. So all you have to do to enter the contest is purchase the movie. You can either purchase it when it comes out in Walmart or Amazon, or you can actually go rent it now at Blockbuster, Netflix, or Family Videos all over. And all you have to do is show a proof of purchase. So take a picture of the receipt or take a picture of you actually holding the box cover and send it to our Facebook page. And once you send it to our Facebook page with your information in terms of your name, where we can contact you, then you will be able to enter into the contest.
Awesome.
And once again, I'll give your audience the Facebook page is Into the Woods. So just go to Into the Woods and all the information will be right there. And you can either go to my Facebook page, Hadrian Hooks, or their Twitter account, which is Into the Woods Tree. That's TRI.
All right, man. I'm telling you, we've come a long way, dude. We really have.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed,
yeah.
Very proud. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To say that I know Hadrian Hooks, actor and director. I can actually put that on there, Hadrian Hooks. Actor and director. It's not a faux pas. It's for real. It's honest. And I'm glad you were here to put the word out, man. And we support you here at Lawless Radio. If you got any up and coming things going on, you know what I'm saying? You can go to Lawless Radio Facebook page, Hadrian, and you can post what you got going on, man. We support you all the way. That's what Lawless Radio does for our local come up.
Well, guys, I appreciate you and thank you and your wife for having me on. And the last thing I'll say is that I'm really, you know, Spike Lee has done it, you know, Tyler Perry has done it, a lot of other people have done it, and I always say, why not me? So, and why not me and history at the same time? So that's one big motivating factor. And number two, for the people who are listening as well, we do want a music/soundtrack for part two. So I'm pretty sure, like, up-and-coming artists who have original music, we can. It's a win-win because I've always wanted to employ others, and that's another big reason why I wanted to start doing my own movies because I like to see new people get opportunities. So I do believe one day that this trilogy is going to be big for me. I do believe in my heart of hearts that the first one is kind of getting the name out a little bit, kind of getting people to know where I'm coming from. Then part two is going to be even better and bigger, and then, of course, part three is going to be just outrageous. But in the meantime, I want to bring up-and-coming artists, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them in Atlanta. So we're looking for people also who have original music that want to be a part of part two that can put their actual original music in part two.
Wow. Ooh, yeah. That would be awesome. That would be really cool. That would really be cool. Yeah. Whenever you get ready, man, you post that on Lawless Radio, man, and I'm sure you will get a response from that. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Investors too, yes. Seriously, investors.
Gotcha. Right on, man. Right on. All right, everybody. That was Hadrian Hooks, actor, director, a good old friend from high school of mine, man, who's, man, just up and coming. My hat's off to him. You know, hey, brother, sit back, enjoy the show or what have you. We appreciate you being here, And we support you 100%. All right, y'all, let me go ahead and do what we do here at Lawless Radio. Play this music from this underground, unsigned, independent artist. If you'd like to have your artist, your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music, and let's get you out there. Right now, this here is Heaven Here Tonight, FL Jones. Be right back, y'all.
Thank you.
Everybody, welcome back to Lawless Radio. Bucking off with Buck. And, all right, we just had actor, director Hadrian Hooks of the movie Into the Woods on the line. He's talking about his movie, which is, wow. I'm just at a loss for words because this is a cat that I went to high school with. You know, we were on the football team together, you know, and, I just take my hat off to him, you know. That's great, man. You know, brother out making the movie, making a trilogy actually. You know, first black guy to actually do a real serious black horror film. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a real movie. You know, it's not a spoof or a comedy. You know. Like some of the other so-called scary movies, comedy scary movies that have come out, you know, this is a real live action killer, thriller, chiller, dice them up, you know. And I caught the trailer, and I was rather impressed, you know. I was rather impressed. So my hat's off to him, and I wish him nothing but good things to come. Dr. Patterson, are you there?
Yeah, so I take it that we're going to have to rent this so we can check it out. I mean, I'll do it just all because, you know, we know each other. I'll do it in the daytime.
Look at that support. She going to grin and bear it.
In the daytime.
Oh, wow. My hat's off.
You, like noon, so I have enough time to get over.
My hat's off to you. Wow. Yeah, I do believe you said we catch it on Netflix. I know we got a Netflix, so. We'll check that out. Yeah, I think I run across him down in Eastern Illinois because I know he's frat, and I do believe I remember running across him. And, He mentioned another brother, Kenny Young. He was also a guy who went to the same high school as we did, and he's doing big things too. I'm gonna see if I can get a hold of him and bring him onto the show and put some of his things out. Dr. Pat, sounds like you got your hands full or something. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's summer vacation, and no one feels like they need to go to bed. So, I have four little ones in here. They're doing what they do. Well, I'm sorry, I have three little ones and a big one because the other one said I'm not little.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's not little. Take my word for it. He's not little. I put the question out there, what is an appropriate age to leave your children at home? And I said how I used to come home alone when I was in first grade. So I was about 7, 8 years old. When did you start coming home alone?
I think it was maybe second grade. I think about second grade. I had a key with a chain. It was around my neck. I had to hold it around my neck.
Oh yeah, of course. And you called your mama when you got in the door.
Yeah, he had to close. You had to get because it was me. It was not with me. No, it was just me. And then you had to close the door. I had to lock the double lock. So we had the top lock the chain and the bottom lock, and then I had the car.
Damn, where y'all live, Cabrini?
Well, you know, we live on the west side of Chicago, so you had to make sure, you know, everything was legit.
Yeah, y'all live on the Negro.
So don't watch yourself.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever, man. how do you feel about leaving our 10-year-old at home alone?
Well, you know, I'm okay with it, but, you know, I asked him the question. He said he wasn't ready.
Oh, he said he wasn't ready.
Yeah, he said he wasn't ready. He said, no, I don't think I'm ready for that. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, if he old enough to say if he's sensible to know that he's not ready, then he ain't ready.
So, yeah, we ain't gonna push the issue, that's for sure.
No, for sure not.
Yeah, we ain't gonna push the issue. Well, at least he know he's old enough to know better, I guess. So
yeah. Absolutely. No. It's all good. I'm with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know if you noticed or not, but we have went past the 10 o'clock hour of our normally 1 hour show time. So with that being said, we are now a 90-minute show.
Okay. Yes, and I'm happy.
Yes. So since there's no more scandal, we were able to prolong Bucket Off with Buck. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now y'all can just, you know, y'all got this free time now, so y'all can hit me up, 646-478-5209, or go to lawlessradio.com, hit the listening tab, chat, and chat with me. You hear me? I thank you all for joining me on that. Well, now we are 10 minutes before the end of the show. Dr. Passon, is there anything you'd like to share with us?
Let's see. Tomorrow's going to be a good show. I have a guest speaker on tomorrow. She's a business coach. So it's going to help you. She helps you get your business in line and marketing and all that. So that should be interesting. That's pretty much it. You know, I'm keeping it kind of cool this week. You know, and it's lawless, and that's what we do. And tomorrow, make sure y'all call in tomorrow, because tomorrow is the chairman's birthday, so we have to give the chairman a happy birthday.
Oh wow! Yeah. Wow! Yeah! Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, let me, at this time, give you a rundown of what Lawless Radio has to offer to you. Tuesday night, it is Keeping It Real with the one and only Nikki Outlaw. That is at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, there's Grit Grind, the chairman, Brother T.L., he comes in at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday night, there's the one and only Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me, at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then you just heard from the lovely Dr. Passon, who comes in at 12 noon Friday with your midday release. All right? Now, do not forget to check out Lawless After Dark. Oh, yeah. On Monday nights, you have T.L., the chairman, he's coming in at 11 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday night, you got the one and only B-Mo Slim. He coming in at 11 p.m. Eastern. And then we have No Limit with the lovely Mel Lawless and Amanda coming in at 11 p.m. Eastern. And, I forgot, the show that started it all, Raw Deal with Catrice, comes in at Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. That's all on Lawless Radio After Dark. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Now, hey, I appreciate everybody calling in and checking in with us this evening. I appreciate Hadrian Hooks, actor, director of Into the Woods, coming in and speaking his piece on his movies and upcoming trilogies that he's got going on. I thank you, Dr. Passon. As always, I love you, and I thank you, Lael Lawless, for joining in with us. I hope to hear from you next week and as well as this weekend. All right, y'all. Right here on Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. If you'd like to have your music played, go to lawlessradio.com. follow the instructions, submit your music, and let's get you out there. Y'all, I thank y'all for joining me. I will be here next week at the same time, same channel. Peace.